This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter. When President Trump announced a ban on transgender troops in the military this week, the news rocked Nicole Lynn Perry. For 5 years, starting in 2008, Perry served as a male Marine. Today, she works for a nonprofit called A New Trans Movement, and she's back in Dallas after protesting the bathroom bill the Texas Senate passed this week. Nicole Lynn Perry, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with your personal story. You grew up in Pleasant Grove. You
Correct.
Went to Skyline High. I understand you were a guy marching in ROTC for
Yep.
4 years.
Yep.
Did you think at all during those years about whether you might be transgender?
I had an inkling that I was at the time, but I didn't know what it was at the time. And because I had no one to go to, really, because I was always scared that somehow it'd get back to my parents. And knowing how my father felt about different things, I didn't want to face that just yet, especially as a teenager.
So why the Marines? What made you, after school, kind of turn to the Marines?
I remember watching the commercials and seeing the Marines, and I was like, nope, that's not me. I can't do that. Later on, I remember wanting to challenge myself. I always said I couldn't do the Marines. Now I want to say, yes, I can.
So why did you say I couldn't do it?
I'm small. I'm only 5'3". I've always been small. I've always kept to myself. I had self-confidence in some things and other things I didn't.
Was there a point in the Marines where a light bulb went on?
It was, I would say, about 2012, after doing some research online and talking with others, that I realized, yeah, this might fit me. So then I started talking with others who had gone through it already, getting their stories, and I noticed that their stories were lining up with a lot of what I was feeling.
What's it like to be like in such a male culture at that moment?
You try to hide your feminine side, and especially in San Diego, which is where I was stationed at, San Diego has such a large military population due to the amount of bases there. Even if I went out feminine presenting, I would still have to watch out because there may be someone that I know keeping an eye on me.
Did you have relationships at that time?
I was married at that time. I was married for 5 years, and it started with the Marine Corps, and it ended with my transition.
What was the attitude in the Marines toward trans people at that time?
At that, it was not talked about. And I was actually in when Don't Ask, Don't Tell ended, and unfortunately, even though it ended, all Don't Ask, Don't Tell applied to was the L, the G, and the B. Had nothing to do with trans people at all. So even though I fit more parts than just the T of LGBT, for example, me being a trans woman, I'm also a lesbian. Thing is, even though I identify as a lesbian, you can't do that without identifying as female. So even though they went hand in hand, I couldn't out myself as either one.
When you saw that tweet from President Trump on Wednesday, what was your very first thought?
The first thing was very disheartening. We've come so far, and then to see it all disappear, not just for those currently serving, but for those who are wanting to serve as well, to be told, no, you can't serve. There's a child that I know that attends the same church that I do, that he was wanting to serve in the Army and be one of the first transgender Army generals. Now that dream has a chance to be dashed.
After a week like this, how do you stay positive?
The simple fact of knowing that I have friends and family that are there to support me. I actually have a cousin of mine who the last time I saw was the summer before my freshman year in high school. And she's actually recently invited me to her wedding in Seattle. And she's already told me herself, she loves me for who I am. Yes, we knew Josh, but we love Nicole as well. We want you to be happy as well.
Nicole Lynn Perry, Marine veteran and trans activist, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.